You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and I have a lovely activity and sweet treats in store for you today. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free rolled food. It's protein-packed with less risk of food sensitivity.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Like it or not, it is that time of year when everyone goes gaga over roses, chocolates, teddy bears, and jewelry, and whatever else you can think of. Now, if you haven't thought about plans for this fast-approaching Hallmark holiday, then have no fear, because I'm going to help you put together a plan that incorporates your one true love, which is your dog, of course. Now, let's be real. Most of us greet our dogs before our significant others, right? We talk to them in special voices, and if you don't, you're lying. And you even spoon at night to keep warm, right? So as you're nodding your head yes, you're also starting to think about including your furry sweetheart in your V-Day plans. Well, the good news is I have ideas and sweet treats to share with you during this special Valentine's Day episode. So whether you're single or you have a significant other, there's room for your favorite furry friend in your plans. Now, if you enjoy being active, you will love this first idea. Take your sweetie or your sweeties on a scavenger hunt. You can ask him or her to answer riddles to find the clues to items that you've placed somewhere around town. Okay, so you could do this on a small scale at your house, or you can do it around your town. You can actually plan this ahead of time and place little riddles that lead your sweetheart to different clues. Now, the last item should give instructions that lead to your Valentine's Day activities. Okay, so it should always lead them somewhere. You can consider adding a dog-friendly component to your scavenger hunt. You can try hiding treats or toys around the house. Put them maybe with the human items if you're playing with another human. That way the dog can kind of play along. And then get your dog pumped up to find the hidden items. You know, get them excited and tell them you're going on a scavenger hunt and they need to find things. And if you place some smelly things around the house, they're even more likely to find them. So maybe a ball filled with treats behind the couch, but make sure they can get to it, of course. Let him or her put that good sniffer to use and hunt out their prizes. And they may even be able to help their human a little bit find theirs. Now, after you're warmed up from the scavenger hunt, consider going for a hike or maybe taking a neighborhood stroll. And depending on where you live, outside activities might not be the most pleasant right now, and I understand that. But if you live in a mild climate, spending time outside with those who you love can also be fun and peaceful. So before you take your dog for a hike, be sure to evaluate their ability to walk on uneven terrain for a long period of time. We've talked about this in past episodes, so if you have any hesitation whatsoever, you might want to wait it out. If you don't think they're ready, you can either stick the little ones in a backpack, because there's actually a backpack that carries dogs if you haven't seen it yet, or stick to the flat roads just to be safe. You don't want to push them too hard. Now, if you're used to spending time outdoors, then planning a hike or outdoor adventure is a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day and get some fresh air. We all need that, right? Now, if adventure is already in your blood and your significant other and your pooch are expecting to do something adventurous, perhaps you'll want to plan a surprise getaway. Now, if you have a place in mind, be sure to do your research early. Is the place you're staying dog friendly? That's the first question. Will your dog be comfortable in the car for however long it takes to get to your destination? That should be your next question. Now, don't make assumptions because a nice weekend could suddenly be spent cleaning up doggy vomit and or turning around and going home. We don't want that. That would not be ideal. So be sure to do a test run ahead of time. If you're unable to find a place to stay that allows dogs, think about setting up a tent or sleeping under the stars in your own backyard. That could be romantic and also a little bit adventurous if you want to kind of test the waters. You could even set up a screen and a projector and make it a movie night. Plus, popcorn is always a great snack to share. Now, if you have dog-friendly restaurants near you and you live in one of those places where it's comfortable being outside this time of year, think about dining al fresco with your loved one and your pup. Now, if you're unsure of what restaurants near you are dog-friendly, bringfido.com is a great resource for finding dog-friendly spots all over the world. So if you're unsure of which restaurants are okay with you bringing your dog, and of course you would sit outside, but some of them don't allow dogs even outside, make sure you do your research ahead of time. If something quiet and low-key is more your style, you could always plan an evening to cook a meal together. If you're listening to this show, the chances are you already enjoy cooking and baking, so this probably isn't a crazy idea. The way to include your dog is to make sure you cook or bake something for him or her. As you plan your meal, think about ways you can make a dog-friendly meal out of the ingredients you're already using. That makes it really easy. And we'll talk about specific ways to do that later in the show. Another quiet and low-key idea is a day date. Spend the day exploring a part of your city or town, or maybe have a picnic in a pretty spot. Again, this all depends on the weather, of course. Having a picnic in the middle of February might be funny to think about for those of you who have snow on the ground right now. But if you do have snow on the ground, you could still bundle up and do some exploring with your furry family member in tow. Just be sure to dress him or her appropriately, including booties, so they don't end up with frozen paws. So I'm sure if you're living in that climate and you have a dog, you probably already have those items. While I'm all about experiences over material things, sometimes a sweet gift from the heart is exactly what you're looking for. Now, I came across a neat company that will frame your Instagram photos for you. So I had an idea. The company is Framebridge, and the product is Heartstagram. You can get your favorite Instagram mini frame with a heart-shaped mat, and you can pick any photo you want. And all you do is send it to them, you can upload it, and they will frame it for you. So I can't think of a more perfect gift if you have a really cute photo of you with your dog. It's the perfect Valentine's Day gift, especially if you include the picture with your dog. If you're planning on asking a special person in your life a very important question on Valentine's Day, there is a very unique way to include your dog when popping the question. Actually, there's a couple of ways. You could first attach a note, maybe a clue, or even the actual ring to your dog and let him or her deliver the special message. Now, you really have to trust your dog to do this, and I would recommend that they be pretty well trained. You don't want any accidents involving a ring. Or you could try this other really unique and creative way, which is a little bit more colorful. Pet paint is specially formulated and it's safe to use on dogs and it's also approved by vets. Now, it's non-toxic and it comes in a variety of colors. You're probably thinking, this is so crazy. Now, have you ever seen those little fluffy dogs painted different colors? You know, they go to the groomer and they come back pink. Well, that would be what I'm talking about. But what you could do is include a special message on your dog. Think of it as canine body paint. It's totally safe and it's very unique. Now, if you've never seen this stuff, you have to look it up. There are some really funny videos online and it's just the strangest thing, but it's also pretty cute. Now, if you're all about finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself, and who wouldn't, a matching dog collar and bracelet is the perfect way to treat yourself and your pup. There are several sellers on Etsy who make this cute combo, and they're all customizable, so you could have it engraved and have a matching set. Now, another adorable gift that I actually have myself is a Where's Dexter necklace from Auburn Jewelry. This is how it works. You send the owner, Sam, a picture or two of your dog. Now, this picture has to show off their ears. Okay, that's the key. Then she creates a custom pendant with an exact copy of your dog's ears. How cute is that? You get to choose the enamel color and the necklace length. And she also makes products like keychains. So if you wanted a gift for your guy, you could do it that way if he's not into wearing necklaces. Again, this could be a gift for a loved one or for yourself. I won't judge, I promise. Now, if you envision yourself helping others during the holiday and are looking for ways to give back, I would suggest volunteering at an animal shelter. Whether it's donating money, food, other items, or just your time, you would definitely be helping the shelter tremendously. So think about doing that. If you don't have any plans, you could go to the shelter and volunteer some time. Just look it up ahead of time, maybe give them a call and see what it is that they need. Alrighty, we are going to take a quick break and be right back with more and some special sweet treats.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio Talk and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared some fun ways to spend Valentine's Day with your loved ones, including your furry family member, which is most important. Whether you're the outdoorsy type or you prefer something more low-key and quiet at home, there isn't a shortage of ideas for you to choose from to plan the perfect dog-friendly Valentine's Day. Now, if you plan on spending a low-key evening at home or taking it outside for a day date picnic, you'll definitely need food, right? Now, if you're inviting me to your picnic, I'm expecting food, and chances are your dog is too. So what should you make? Well, remember, every recipe I share should be easy for you to make. That's the point. Most use ingredients you probably already have on hand in your pantry or in your refrigerator. The two little extras that are optional today are a heart cookie cutter and a heart-shaped ice tray. These aren't necessary, but they do make Valentine's Day baking a little bit more fun and interesting. Now, if you don't have these items, don't worry. You can always sub for whatever you already have on hand. Now, let's first talk about that quiet evening at home, cooking dinner with your significant other or just for yourself. If your dog is joining you that evening, then he or she is most definitely expecting a special meal for them too. So whatever you're making, you'll be able to include your dog. You just have to put a little bit more extra thought into it. While we all know human food isn't good for dogs, some of it can be healthy and nutritious, as we already know. Most likely with whatever meal you decide to make that night, you're going to include some type of vegetable. Now, if you don't, I'm calling your mom. You should be eating your vegetables. Now, there are several vegetables that are super healthy. Plain, unsalted, cooked green beans are a perfect example. You can use them later by freezing them, or you can cook them up fresh. Dogs love green beans, and they're so good for them, too. Now, a few others are broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, and zucchini. So sometimes I'll top my dog's food with a little bit of fresh veggies like green beans just to give them a little extra treat. So remember, before you jazz up your veggies with salt, seasoning, and sauces, which are great for us, just save some of the plain vegetable for your dog. All right, so the first sweet treat recipe is Be Mine biscuits, okay? The ingredients you'll need are 2 cups of whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour of your choice. It'll measure out the same. 1/3 cup of unsweetened applesauce and 1/2 cup of rolled oats. The old-fashioned kind, not the instant, work much better. You're going to preheat your oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit, mix all of your ingredients together, and then you're going to add up to about 3 tablespoons of water, if necessary, just to kind of bring it all together as a dough. Then you're going to roll it out to about 1/2 inch thick. Cut out your shapes with your heart cookie cutter, or again, if you have another type of cookie cutter, you can use that. Make sure you consider your dog's size when determining the size of the treats. Small dogs obviously prefer smaller treats, while large dogs might like a larger biscuit. Place the treats on a nonstick cookie sheet and bake for 30 minutes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit. You can cut the baking time down if you'd like to make them softer. Could go for about 15 to 20 minutes for a softer treat. So this is especially good if you have either a puppy, maybe can't take a hard treat yet with their baby teeth, or an elderly dog. Maybe your dog has lost their teeth or doesn't have the healthiest of teeth. You could go softer on the treat. But just make sure the biscuits are cool before serving. Now, to store these heart-shaped treats, make sure you're putting them in an airtight container and store in the fridge. And that goes for pretty much all of the treats that we talk about. They will stay good for about 3 weeks if they are in a container, sealed container, and in the fridge. Just don't want them to spoil. You can also make a large batch and freeze in an airtight container. That way you can make them ahead of time and then you can just defrost them, or you can serve them frozen. Some dogs like that. So these do thaw very nicely. So if you do make ahead of time, you can make a big batch and then thaw them as you need them. Now the next one is called the apple of my eye treats. Very simple. All you need is one apple, cored, wedged, and sliced into about 1/4 inch thick slices, and then cinnamon, and that's it. Start by coring your apple and removing all seeds. Apple cores and seeds are very toxic to dogs, so be sure to get rid of them right away. If you have a counter surfer like my Sadie, make sure you do not leave the cores on the counter. She will try and get them, so you got to put them in the trash right away. Or if you're composting, put them in your compost. I have this amazing apple coring and slicing device I wanted to tell you about. If you don't have one, consider looking into getting one. And there's a variety of them out there. Amazon has a bunch of them, but they're so neat and they really make coring apples and slicing them a breeze. So if you're doing this a lot and you find yourself working with a lot of apples, consider getting one. Now, once you prep the apples by slicing them about 1/4 inch thick, lay them out on a cookie sheet and sprinkle each slice with just a little bit of cinnamon. Can bake for 45 minutes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit, and then let them cool before you serve them. Okay, so they'll be like little apple chips, and they're so tasty, and plus they will make your house smell amazing. Be sure to store these in an airtight container in the fridge as well. Now, you can't have Valentine's Day without red velvet cake, right? Well, this is my personal favorite dessert, and this version is dog-friendly, and it doesn't include any added sugar or harmful ingredients. But first, you'll need to preheat your oven to 375 degrees this time. What you'll need is 1/4 cup of vegetable oil or coconut oil, 1/2 cup of honey. I like to use the all-natural local kind just to help with any allergies. 1 cup of applesauce, and you know the natural kind without the sugar is better. 1/3 cup of beet puree or beet juice. Now, if you get the juice, you can find this in the same aisle as the bottled juices. And when I was first discovering how to turn things red in a natural way, I had never noticed beet juice, because who drinks beet juice? I don't. But there it was in the juice aisle. So I promise it'll be there. Then you'll need 1 1/2 cups of wheat flour, or again, a grain-free flour of your choice, 1 egg, and then plain Greek yogurt for the frosting. You can also do a little mix-in for the frosting. It's optional, but if you have a little bit of peanut butter, little creamy peanut butter, and a little extra honey, I'll tell you how to jazz up your frosting. Now, you can use your stand mixer, or you can just mix by hand. In a large bowl, you're going to combine the honey, the oil, and the applesauce, beet puree, or the juice, and the egg. So basically all of your wet ingredients. You're going to gradually add in your flour and then mix thoroughly until everything is combined nicely. You're going to spoon that mixture into a cupcake or cake pan, depending on what you're making. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes, or until, when you stick a toothpick in, it comes out clean. Okay, that's kind of the ultimate test to make sure the inside is baked nicely. Let them cool on a rack. Now for the frosting, while they're cooling, you can just frost with the plain Greek yogurt once the cake is completely cooled. You don't want to put it on there when it's still warm. Or you can take the Greek yogurt and mix together a little dollop of creamy peanut butter and a small amount of honey. You can just kind of squeeze a little bit of honey in there and just, you know, mix it to see what kind of consistency you want. And that kind of gives it a little extra flavor. Now, when you're enjoying your own red velvet cake, your dog can join in on the tasty fun as well. And they will appreciate you, I promise. Now, another fun treat that uses the heart-shaped ice tray that I mentioned earlier is probably the easiest treat you will ever make. It's like a homemade and less expensive version of Frosty Paws that you can buy at the store. And all you need is the plain Greek yogurt, which you may already have if you've made the red velvet cake, and then creamy all-natural peanut butter, and then the ice tray, and that's it. Now, any one of those soft candy mold trays will do the trick. So if you're into making chocolates or candy for yourself, you can use one of those soft, pliable candy molds. That will be fine. You're first going to drop a small amount of peanut butter into each mold, and that amount will depend on how big your molds are. Just kind of line the bottom with a little scoop of peanut butter. Then drop in your yogurt into each mold, just enough to fill. Scrape off the top with your spoon and make sure each one is even. Then you'll pop it into the freezer for about 4 hours or until they're hard. Pop them out of the tray and you've got festive frozen treats. You could even drizzle a little bit of natural honey before serving to your dogs. Well, we are out of time and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.